Don't you still carry the first penny you ever got in your shoe?
Yeah, I'd nearly choke that Lincoln. Well, I'd nearly choke him.
Because you're holding him so tight?
Correct.
Squeezing every last ounce of blood out of him?
Yeah. If you had my operating case, you see, you never wanted for anything.
Oh, if you only knew. I never wanted for anything?
No.
I grew up in a family of 7 kids.
I know. I was the youngest of 9, so forget it.
So that's what I'm telling you.
And we had no good weather. We had always rain, nothing.
Well, we had good weather. It scorched the hell out of us. Yeah. Arizona burned our feet off.
Yeah, but you didn't burn something else. Well, see, when we were younger, you know, we were very, very kind of poor.
Mm-hmm.
And only one person in the neighborhood could afford a turkey cock. They called it a rooster here, maybe for polite terms.
Okay.
But it was a turkey cock for us.
Meaning a male turkey.
Male turkey.
Okay.
So anyway, I was sent as a child on the bicycle with the turkey in a burlap bag, our little hen turkey in a burlap bag on the back of the bicycle.
How did you clip it to the back of the bicycle?
I don't know how, Casey, but we did
because
it.
Because if it was a live bird,
we had a carrier,
it seems like it would hurt it.
Well, no,
to be just in a sack on the back of a bike.
No, she was done up properly now. There was
no hurting. Did you tie her up or something?
I don't know what we did, but it was done properly. But I know that the bicycle swayed a lot, Casey, with the bird on the back.
Uh-huh.
So I drove about 3 miles up a mountainy road to mm-hmm. this woman, and she'd have me sit outside while she took my bird in. And then I paid her a shilling when the job was done.
Now, how did she? So she would actually watch the little birds have sex?
Well, that's what I don't know. Maybe she enjoyed it, Casey. In this country now, of course, you enjoy a lot of things like that. But I don't know, Casey.
Is that where the expression a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush?
No, nothing to do with that. But anyway, she'd come back with my bird in the burlap bag, and away I'd come down the mountain
road.
But
how do you know that the bird got knocked up?
Well, when the bird laid, we'd test the eggs, and we knew by testing them, there was a way to test them, that there was a bird in there.
What do you mean? There was a way? Oh, there was a way to test
the
your
eggs.
Hen to see that she was pregnant?
No, when she laid. No, when the leg, when the, oh, Christ, Casey. When the turkey laid the egg.
Yeah.
And then she'd hatch. When she hatched so long, we could test the eggs and know there was a live bird in there. It was like a scan in this country, but we had very...
Well, I don't get it, because you had to scan to see... What, because some eggs don't have a bird in them? What
You're
do they
right.
have in there? Poop
You're
in
right.
there? Nothing. Some eggs don't have a bird in there?
Nothing. They were rotten.
What do they have in there?
Nothing. Only the... They were gone rotten.
But okay, so let me get this straight. So
Jesus,
this female bird goes over, hangs out with the male bird.
For a short time only, Casey.
For a short... Well, maybe that's why they had such bad eggs. You didn't even let them have any foreplay.
No. Forget the foreplay. Jesus, where do you think you are, Casey? In San Francisco?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do think I'm in San Francisco. Isn't that a ridiculous notion? Yeah, so what? I'm not so cracked. What do you mean?
Ah, Jesus, Casey, you're ignorant.
Not ignorant, ignorant.
Ignorant.
Oh, for Christ.
I can't say it. Jesus, Casey. You know, when it comes to turkeys and birds, you're an ignorant slut.
Oh, I'm an ignorant slut?
You're an ignorant slut when it comes to farm animals.
Well, like I say, Maggie, I've been called that before. I'll probably be called that again, so I'm not going to really much matter. And how am I expected to know about farm animals? I grew up in the cities.
Well, sure, I'm trying to educate you.
Ah, that's an education I don't think I need.
Ah, you do, Casey. You do. Because really, there's an awful lot of people out there now for the animals, do you know? Animals' rights.
Well, what does that have to do with
any
price
of eggs?
Well,
I just want you to be aware of everything around you.
Well, Maggie, you know, if I'm aware of everything around me, yikes, that's a little scary. I'm aware of too much already. That's kind of what makes me so crazy, being aware of everything.
No, Casey.
Speaking of crazy... I think it's kind of crazy of you to carry a bird in a burlap sack on a bicycle.
But Casey,
3 miles.
That was after the Second World War, Casey.
And again, the World War has what to do with the hen?
Well, we were living in poverty, Casey. You don't understand.
I do understand.
When the turkey came at Christmas time, they hatched out and we fed the turkeys all summer and then sold them at Christmas time and made some money for Santa Claus and whatever else.
For Santa Claus? Did you do the Santa Claus situation?
Well, very rare. We just got an orange from Santa.
Yeah.
Okay, he must have come from Florida or somewhere.
So, yeah, from Florida. So there were 9 of you and you were the youngest.
Yes. Yes.
How many of your siblings are still living?
Very few now. They're all nearly dead.
So how many was the question?
There's two sisters and two brothers alive.
Wow. Mm. Out of nine, and you were the youngest.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yes.
Your mother was a busy lady.
Oh, she was very busy.
And I don't hear much about your dad. Did he die young?
No, no. He was the man I told you last week.
Well, clearly I knew he was the man. I know I'm daft at times, but I can really pick up men from women pretty much all the time.
He was the postman who worked 57 years on the job. Do you remember I told you last?
Oh, you did tell me 57 years. And if he was the postman, he probably sired a lot of kids.
No, no, no. That was unheard of in Ireland. Oh. There's no such thing, Casey.
Oh, you're telling me that nobody slept with anybody out of wedlock?
No, there was no such thing as sleeping like that.
Oh, oh, Magster, that's been gone back since the beginning of time.
No, no, Casey.
Even Mary Magdalene. Think about Mary Magdalene.
Oh, that was different.
That was sex
that
way
was
back
different.
Then.
But that was in Israel or Jerusalem or somewhere in them countries, but not in Ireland.
Oh.
Ireland is known as the land of saints and scholars.
Oh, righty, righty, righty-o.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay.